I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One more time, amen. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Glory to His name. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Is it burning in your heart? One of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And though these people may not learned be, nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide, His power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room. Amen. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Powerful service came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for me today. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing, will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room, praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Powerful service came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for me today. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. One of them. Praise the Lord. Let's just clap it to Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many of you are one of them? How many are you one of them? Amen. I'm one of them. Amen. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Praise the Lord. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One more time. I'm one of them. Praise the Lord. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. I'm identified. I'm one of them. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. I'm You may be seated. Good morning to you. It's certainly humbling to stand before the bride of Jesus Christ to you this morning. And I know I'm standing before the purchased of his blood this morning. What a great honor. And we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Brother Joseph, we certainly do miss Brother Joseph this morning. I do. I miss him all the time. But he asked me to take the service as he is away, seeking the Lord's perfect will for the upcoming Easter weekend. And so we are certainly praying for Brother Joseph that just whatever he has need of, Lord, grant it to him. And we know that he will. We believe it. We certainly miss you today, Brother Joseph, and we love you with all of our heart. God bless you, Brother Joseph. Our prayers are for you. Such an honor to be here in the house of God. And for those that are listening in this morning on the hookup and listening in wherever you are, in your car, in your church, in your home, wherever you are, I can tell you where you are. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, one of them. That's what you are. Amen. Amen. Wherever you are, you're identified. You're identified with a one-man message. Amen. That's what you're identified with. You're a part of his bride, sealed, and you can't get out. Satan can't get in. Amen. You've got the victory. It's all settled. You're redeemed. You're perfected. I love how Brother Joseph said it the other day. You're beautiful within and beautiful without. Satan don't know what to do with you. He can come in this way, punch you that way, and he loses, and he comes another direction and loses, and he's just a loser. So praise the name of the Lord. We're one of them. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. How great our Lord Jesus is, that you are a part of that bride, and is that anointing, he's out there, he's with you. You are that elected bride. I just love him so much. I was just on this tape, I was listening to it, and I just come across a quote. It's so wonderful, is that Brother Branham says this. You'll hear him say it today. He says, if it's 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes of his coming, see, that would be 30 years about to us or something on that order. And look how what 3 minutes would be to him. He is already rising up to come. So sometimes when you read here, he is speaking in the terms of the word. See, not in our terms, end quote. And so after we've studied from A to Z, it's of no private interpretation. And it's in God's terms. And all he wants us to do is, I believe that prophet. Amen. He sent that prophet. I believe that prophet. Amen. I love that. You'll like this one too. He says, quote, sometimes when we just read, and now be real careful. And when you read, get the tapes, listen to them real close. Amen. Because you'll get it on the tape. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I didn't get to finish. It's so good. He said, because you'll get it on the tape. Amen. Because they've been playing them tapes back, and they're really good and plain, so you'll get it clearer there, end quote. Amen. You know, what a security it is. How it's just a huge breath of fresh air from heaven that we can sit in this atmosphere and hear the voice of the Creator, and you'll get it on the tapes. You want the revelation? You'll get it on the tapes. You want the revelation? You'll get it on the tapes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We've just been hearing the seals like never before. That white horse rider, he went out there, and we, maybe some of us thought, or whatever it was, but he told us that wasn't the Holy Spirit going out there like that. He said that was the Antichrist. And then he just jumped on another horse, and he started riding a red horse. And it was, he had that power then to kill the believers. And he can still ride that red horse today if he wants to. But then the black horse, you know, as we hear today, he was just taking the wealth of the world. And you know, there was something that he couldn't take though, and that was the oil and the wine. Amen. Isn't that so special to the bride of Jesus Christ? Amen. He cannot take the oil and the wine from you and from me. Amen. Can't take it. Thank you, Lord. We don't feed upon emotion. We can have ups and downs. Emotions can go from A to Z and everything in between. You know, and but we don't feed upon that, but we feed upon revelation. But revelation brings stimulation. Amen. There's something inside that encourages the heart of the believer every time that they hear the voice of God speak to them. There is something about it when you hear those tapes. See, right now, there might be a question in your mind. It's like, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? I'm not sure about what you're saying. I don't know. Maybe it might be because I'm just human. There can be that, literally. And I don't blame anybody. I mean, I would be. I'm like, I'm on guard. But on those tapes, when I hear those tapes, it's just amen, amen, amen. We say amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. But let's not give all the credit to the devil and what he's doing. These seals are just exposing him and just taking the veil off of everything that Satan is doing, and there's something else that God's doing too. Let me read it to you. He says, quote, God promised in the last days that he would manifest and would vindicate his word to her. And still she wouldn't do it. All that God promised her by his servants, the prophets. Amen. God promised through Jesus Christ. God promised through Joel. God promised through Paul. God promised through Malachi, John. God promised through John the Revelator, all them prophets, just exactly what the last message would be to her. Now, if you want to write them down, of course, you all know them. Jesus, John 14:12, and Joel 2:38, Paul, 2 Timothy 3,
Malachi, 4th chapter, and John the Revelator, Revelations 10, 17, 1 to 17, see exactly what would take place now. And to the church, what is it? The incarnate word made flesh amongst his people again, see? And they just don't believe it, end quote. But we believe it. Amen. That's beautiful. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is so wonderful because we're living in that time. Reach out and touch the Lord. Brother Branham says on this tape, he says, quote, according to Revelations 10, the seventh angel is going to be given the message of that. Because it said that in the time of the sounding of the seventh church age, the seventh angel, when he sounds, all the mysteries of God should be finished up by his sounding. Then after it's revealed, the angel come down from heaven, which is Christ. Now remember, this angel is on earth, a messenger. Down comes Christ. You see him in the 10th chapter of Revelation. Puts one foot upon the land and the other one on the sea. Rainbow over his head. Eyes like and feet like fire and so forth. Raises up his hand and swears by him that lives forever and ever on the throne that time should be no more. And when he takes his oath, seven thunders utter their voices. End quote. How blessed we are to be following that seventh church age messenger, to be hearing that voice, that we are preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord. What a great day we're living in. You know what? One more thing before we go to prayer is along this line is that we're here, we're gathered here to hear the voice of God to us today. That's why you're here. That's why we're here. That's why you're tuned in across the lines around the world, is to hear that seventh church age messenger speak directly to you. What is it? It's the voice of God to you. There's a man that Brother Branham talks about many times on the tape, and I know that you tape people know what I'm talking about. His name is never mentioned. We don't know who his father was, or his mother was. We're not even sure what his nationality was. But he had a job to do. Brother Branham talks about it many times on the tape. What he did is he went out to the people and he sounded a trumpet. And then after he sounded that trumpet, he said, bow the knee. Joseph is coming. And that's all we're here to do, is say, get ready. Malachi 4 is fixing to speak. There's no interpretation. It's just hear ye him. And that's all we're here to do today. Because that messenger, he's going to be here to speak to you, his bride. And all we have to do is reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have many requests here, too many to name and to call individually, but there's one. We're praying for Brother Joseph today. We're praying for him. We're praying for his bride and for every request that's written here. And we know that God will hear and he will answer. There's no doubt. So if you have a need, just raise your hand to the Lord and let's just all stand as we sing this and reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out. touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Needs to.
God bless you, brother. Love you.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that we can call you our Father, Lord. Lord, that we know that by your stripes we're healed. And Lord, these requests that are here on this pulpit, and Lord, the hands that were raised here and around the world, Lord, we know that you've already taken care of them, Father. Give us the faith to accept it, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask that, Lord, whatever the need or desire is, Lord, whether it's family, Lord, that we're praying for to come in. Lord, if it's sickness for one another, Lord, we just want to put our faith with the next person, Lord, and believe for that person, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you give us this place that we can come and unite together under the banner of the word, Lord. Lord, engrave it into our hearts, Father. Open our hearts and ears, Lord, to hear the message that you would have for us. And as Brother Samuel said, Lord, we want to keep Brother Joseph in prayer and encourage him, Father. Lord, he's got a great burden upon his shoulders, Lord. We just ask that you would lead, guide, and direct him, Lord. We thank you now as we, your humble people, Lord, sit under this word to hear your prophet messenger bring us, thus saith the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for answering the requests of all these prayers, prayer requests and prayers that we have, Father. We love you, and we ask it all in your precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. This moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's a privilege and honor to be in the house of the Lord again. I know every one of you are happy to be here. We wish we had Brother Joseph with us, but we know that he's listening in. And how wonderful our Lord is. How great is our God. Do you believe that? Let's just sing it to him.
How great is our God. How great is his word. The greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you. Just put your trust in me. Mighty Red Sea.
said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me.
Precious Heavenly Father, how great you are, Lord. Lord, you've done so much for us. You've looked after us. You've kept us, Lord. Lord, and in every village and every town, Lord, today you're revealing your word, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for these tithing. Thank you for this offering, Lord. Lord, let it be for your purpose, Father. Lord, just thank you for everything, Lord. We can never thank you enough. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. Oh, he rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will. Trust in me. One more time. Oh, how great is our God, and how great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's the Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. On the chorus. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's the Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. I once was lost, now I'm found, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. And wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's the Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. And wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in, I'm a pilgrim, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city. Oh, when the saints go marching in,
marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Dear Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. I know I'll see my Savior. Oh, I know I'll see my Savior. If my life is free from sins, heaven's doors will open for me. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Dear Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. When we gather around the throne and the gates are closed within, I'll be shouting glory, glory. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Dear Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Think of this one. I am waiting for that chariot to swing low and I'll step in. On the clouds, I'll ride to heaven. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Dear Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. When they crown, oh, when they crown him Lord of all. Oh, when they crown him Lord of all. Lord, I want to be in that number. When they crown him Lord of all. And on that hallelujah day. In. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. And give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, keep me burning till the break of day. Give me oil. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna. Give me joy. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Oh, give me joy in my heart. I pray. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna. Give me love. Give me love in my heart. Keep me serving. Give me love in my heart. I pray. Oh, give me love in my heart. Keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. And sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna. Sing. Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. One more time. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Truly a privilege to be able to be in service and to sing Hosanna to Him. To sit down together in one accord and listen to this message. Can't you see why we're happy? It's not a question. Amen. Oh, can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted
It's a great honor to turn the service to our pastor, the prophet and messenger for our day, Brother William Marion Branham, the Malachi 4 prophet. We thank God for the voice of God stored on those tapes. Amen. I turn the service now to God's servant and prophet, our pastor, Brother Branham. God bless you.